Record of Progress, and An Appeal in Behalf of the Boulder, Colorado Sanitarium. Appeal in Behalf of the Boulder, Colorado Sanitarium. Chapter 1. Establishment and Management of New Sanitariums. From time to time, I receive letters inquiring whether I have any light in regard to the establishment of new sanitariums. For many years, light has been given me regarding the value of medical missionary work and the necessity of establishing sanitariums in chosen places, where their work and influence will tell for the advancement of the truth. Institutions in which medical missionary work can be done are to be regarded as especially essential to the advancement of the Lord's work. The sick and suffering are to be relieved, and then, as opportunity offers, they are to be given instruction regarding the truth for this time. Thus we can bring present truth before a class of people who could be reached in no other way. But it is not after the Lord's mind to have sanitariums multiplied too rapidly. It is not His plan that institutions doing the same kind of work shall be in such close proximity as to interfere with one another. Each sanitarium, wherever it may be, should have good facilities, experienced helpers, and the sympathy and support of the church and the community where it is situated. With each should be connected capable, God-fearing managers, men who are sound in the faith, and who are able to carry the heavy responsibilities entrusted to them without running behind and involving the institution in debt. He who begins to build a tower must first sit down and count the cost, to find out whether, after beginning to build, he will be able to finish. Those proposing to establish a sanitarium should understand that it is a great undertaking. There are many who can do excellent work in connection with sanitariums already established, who have not sufficient skill or adaptability successfully to build up a new institution. If our brethren will carefully study this question, they will see that it is not right to encourage the establishment of additional sanitariums in a locality where the one already in operation is all that can be properly sustained. It is neither according to principles of justice nor good policy to divide between two institutions the support and patronage that are needed to maintain and meet the expenses of one. One sanitarium well managed usually requires all the patronage of the community in which it is established. A second institution stands directly in the way of the first. Independent sanitariums. Persons who feel at liberty to act from selfish impulse and to establish independent sanitariums for personal profit have not properly considered the influence that such a course of action has on the world. In many cases, those who patronize these independent institutions do so because they think that they are conducted upon unselfish Christian principles in harmony with the Seventh-day Adventist denomination, whereas in reality, they are not religious institutions in any serious sense. From time to time, men have started out in the establishment of independent sanitariums with the selfish desire to acquire something to benefit themselves. They have not been particular to take into consideration the effect that their actions would have upon the work of institutions established in the order of God. And by misrepresentation of institutions already in operation, they have labored to divert patronage to themselves for personal profit. Thus, by selfishness, they are led on and on to do injustice to the institutions established upon an unselfish basis for the upbuilding of the Lord's work. Such men will make a desperate effort to gain the supremacy. A spirit will come in that Christ cannot endorse, a spirit that leads men to attempt to appropriate to themselves the reputation of other institutions. Those who think that it is their right to use, for the building up of private gain, the reputation of institutions which are working upon an unselfish basis are making a sad mistake. God will not bless those who work without taking counsel with their brethren. All have a work to do, but we must view matters from every side. No one should receive the idea that God has appointed to any man the work of personally building up a sanitarium, even in a new field, without counseling with his brethren. Anyone who supposes that in himself he is a complete whole, and that he can safely follow his own mind and judgment, is not to be trusted. For he is not walking in the light, as Christ is in the light. There are many who have false views of what they are doing. God desires those in His service to move wisely. He desires them to have clear ideas and deep spirituality and to weigh carefully the motives which prompt them to action. There will ever be among us irresponsible men who have a very limited conception of the important work which the Lord designs to have done in our institutions, the work not only of caring for the sick, but also of disseminating the precious principles of health reform. Our sanitariums are to be schools in which lessons are to be constantly taught by word and by example regarding the value of these principles. In these institutions, the nurses, the helpers, and the patients also are to be taught to bring the leaves of the tree of life to sin-sick souls. Those who have failed of conforming their life practice to right principles cannot do this work. They need to be thoroughly converted. Those who become so confused as to engage in sanitarium work for selfish profit will not be prospered in their spiritual life, and will be unable properly to influence others aright. Let those who have a desire to benefit self and to make self prominent take up a work that does not involve the cause of God so much as does the establishment of sanitariums. God is not glorified by those who attempt to go faster than He leads. Perplexity, embarrassment, and distress is the result of acting without due consideration and counsel. The Lord does not desire His representatives to make mistakes. The way of the Lord is always the right and prudent way. It always brings honor to His name. Man's only security against rash, ambitious movements is to keep the heart in harmony with Jesus Christ. Man's wisdom is untrustworthy. Man is fickle, filled with self-esteem, pride, and selfishness. Let the workers doing God's service trust wholly in the Lord. Then the leaders will reveal that they are willing to be led, not by human wisdom, which is as useless to lean upon as is a broken reed, but by the wisdom of the Lord, who has said, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." James 1, verse 5 to 7.